30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, good morning to you all. It is Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 31 years. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's easy. You can text questions to 411-923, email at info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you need to snap a picture and send it along for whatever it is you're working on, you can send them that way. The text format is text only. Man, this is the perfect time of year to be throwing our windows and doors open. But you know, nothing worse than trying to look through some cracked glass. We've brought Dennis Ruskin of ABC Glass. If you've got our home maintenance calendar, you see you've been looking at ABC Glass all month long. And why March? Pretty obvious when we start diving into it. But take it away, Dennis.
Well, it's the beginning of spring here, and people are beginning to open their windows. And after the winter's gone through here a little bit, we had a lot of rain, and all of a sudden they realize that, hey, my screens are broken, or my window doesn't stay up any longer. It falls down. Something's wrong here. And then landscaping starts to come into play, and everybody wants to trim their yards, and the weed eater plays along with that, and all of a sudden we have broken patio doors.
Or mayhem on his lawnmower, where $5 doesn't buy his undivided attention, Pops.
That's right, exactly.
So what are your options when you have broken glass? Can you replace just the glass pane with the frame still intact, or do you have to rip the whole thing out and put a whole new window in?
No, you can just bring in. A lot of times we go out to people's homes and we just replace the glass. We use the existing frame and we repair the glass. So if it's a dual pane window, we have to go out and measure it, see what kind of color glass it is, how the overall thickness, and then have to order a new panel from the factory and then come back out and replace it. But we don't have to ruin the integrity of the window in the stucco or the block. We just replace the glass itself.
That is something I have yet to be on site for an install. I would love to see that. How, when you look at the window frame, how do you get that pane out and put the new one in without messing up the frame?
Well, if it's a sliding window that slides side to side, you slide the slider all the way over to the stationary side, lift up on the inside the house, and the window will pop out right in your hand. And then you go and you can just replace it. There's a couple screws. You take it apart, clean things up, put it back together, and you stick it back in the frame. If it's a stationary side, there's a little more work, but the same process.
And those sliders are pretty popular. The aluminum frame sliding glass window is probably 70% of every type of window that's been installed the last 30 years.
Last 30 years, there's a lot of aluminum windows, but nowadays the vinyl window, it comes into play with the new 2012 energy code. So they're pushing vinyl windows, and the days of the aluminum windows are going to be gone here pretty soon.
Interesting. All regulated. So I'm hoping that they'll catch on to fiberglass for the desert Southwest. We have a lot better success with the fiberglass over a vinyl product.
Fiberglass is becoming a little more into play, but vinyl has really taken off in Arizona, and there's most all the window factories now are doing vinyl because of the cost. It keeps the cost way down.
Yeah, I have a property that has vinyl windows that were installed in 2002. It wasn't a property we owned at the time. We just bought it. It came like that. I have replaced two of the five windows that face south that just fell out. The vinyl completely just deteriorated, and the whole glass fell out.
Well, that's not good.
And in addition to vinyl, you've got the more custom ones on a wood frame. Is there anything you can do with a wood frame window?
Well, there are some things with wood frame windows. We don't do wood frame. We are a vinyl and aluminum company, and so we understand that process. The wood part, that takes the Pella boys to do that kind of stuff, and we refer a lot of work to them for that wood.
So when it comes to your aluminum and your vinyl, we're not just talking windows either. I mean, this applies to sliding glass doors, our back Arcadia patio doors that were popular for years and years. And still, I know a lot of people prefer the French. I see a lot less repair work on the sliders. You put some heavy metal rollers on it, and you're good to go. Those swinging doors, the reveal eventually starts to sag. Something comes in the middle. You never use the left wing.
Well, vinyl patio doors becoming very popular for the simple fact you don't get a lot of heat coming through the vinyl like you do aluminum. And so it's not a conductor. So it stays a lot cooler in the house with the vinyl patio doors. And with the new low-E glass that comes with it, which is now standard in all windows, keeping the inside of the house cooler is become a real big, big thing here in Arizona.
And it's been a long time since we've talked into depth what low-E means. For somebody that has heard it but has no idea what it means, what would that mean?
Well, low-E glass, you have to look at it as a stingy piece of glass. And it's trying not to let the UVs come in through the glass. And it's trying to hold as much UVs as coming in that the sun is producing at that time. And it holds on as much as it can. Some leak through and get in the house. But as the sun goes past it, those UVs go back out into the atmosphere. They don't go into the house. So you don't get discoloration of carpeting and sofas and those kinds of things. And it tries to keep the house as a little cooler.
Is there an additional manufacturing process? And what's the added cost? I mean, I know it's standard, but what did that do for glass pricing over in general?
The low E has gotten to be so cost effective now. Low E sometimes is a little less expensive than just clear glass. They've gotten the price way down there, because it is part of the package. And there's different types of low E coming in. There's a low E Max, and there's different colors. You have to be careful of all that. You want to match the windows as one breaks or whatever the case may be. But the low E has become so energy efficient now, and they've gotten it down to such a science that it has really, really worked very well in Arizona.
Now, up to this point, we've been talking cracks and breakage and everything, but an indication that your windows have failed is if you have dual pane windows and you're looking out a fog and it's not foggy outside.
Right. All of a sudden, when you look into the window, and sometimes it fills with water because of condensation, so you don't think, hey, I have an aquarium in my window. That's not supposed to be there. So that means that the unit has lost its integrity and we have to replace it with a new unit.
It's the seal has broken, so air has gotten inside, and whatever moisture that's in the air has traveled with it, and then it condensates on the interior. In those applications, are they still putting argon gas in between?
Argon gas is a great feature in cold weather. It doesn't work really well in Phoenix, Arizona. It has a tendency over time to dissipate. So the argon doesn't work as well in the hotter temperatures as it does in the colder weather.
So people in Flagstaff listening.
Yes, that works really well up there.
In all of these applications, we've talked covering glass, tempered versus non-tempered, and that's pretty critical. And it can be the reverse of what you think. You wouldn't want it to shatter in 1,000 pieces, but no, you really do.
Yes, it's safety glass. You want it. For tempered glass, when it does blow up, it blows up into such small pieces that it just kind of pricks you versus annealed glass where it cracks and it's big shards and it can really hurt you. So the tempered glass, in retrospect, it's 4 times stronger than regular annealed glass.
And then on those, when it breaks into all those tiny little pieces, it's obviously a little bit more to pick up, but like you said, it's not something that can cause a major laceration.
That's exactly. That's why the safety glass is such a big thing, and more companies are pushing tempered glass versus annealed.
Now, you had mentioned screens. I understand people could take off the screen off their window, bring it by, and have it rescreened and take it home with them?
They can bring it by and drop it off, and then they can come back and pick it up.
Work order isn't quite that.
this time of year it gets kind of busy, but when people all of a sudden they open the windows and the bugs are coming in, they say, oh, may need to get the screen replaced or get it rescreened. So we have a lot of people just bring in their screens and we rescreen them right there.
As long as the frame's sturdy enough, and if it's not, you can say, hey, this one's too beat up. We can make you an identical match.
Exactly.
What is the turnaround time when you have to order those panes of glass? For a dual pane, what is our turnaround time for that?
Well, turnaround time right now is between 7 to 10 working days to get one turned around and get back to us. There's 3 factories in Phoenix that make insulated windows.
And how did you get into the glass business to begin with?
Long 30, 40 years ago, I was out of college, and a friend of my dad's owned a glass company in Mesa. and he was doing auto glass. And so I got into the auto glass business, going out and started selling, going to insurance offices, and started with talking to agents and picking up glass breakage reports and turning them in for windshields. And then from there, I got into the flat glass and got into working for tempering houses and other places. And then eventually I just bought, one of my customers wanted to sell, so I ended up buying a shop 20 years ago.
And is that the same one that's located on Cave Creek?
Same one on Cave Creek Road. ABC Glass has been there for 45 years. So in 2007, there were 9 glass shops, and I'm the only one left.
Wow. And y'all have a nice little showroom. You've got the services and drop off your screens. You'd mentioned you could bring in, if you've got a single pane slider, you could pull that out and bring it by.
We do that. We have a full retail shop, and then we also have a full commercial shop. So we have a little bit of everything. So we have parts and pieces and all the things that you need to get going again.
And somebody could also schedule to have y'all come out. It's not something the customer has to come to you
for.
No,
we do have a full set of crews that go out every day and go to houses to fix windows and hang mirror and do tabletops and you name it. In the glass business, we do it.
You know, it is a funny thing. Y'all have been there at Cave Creek. You said 45 years. You've owned it for 20. How things come together. I mean, I've driven up that stretch of Cave Creek. I used to take that to go to the radio station every Saturday morning. I lived on Union Hills and 29th Street, so I'd come down to Cave Creek. That would ease down to Central and Camelback, where the station used to be located. And how many times I drove by there. And one day we were saying, all right, we need to find a glass cutter. And John Eisenhower says, well, you should call Dennis at ABC Glass. Isn't he on the network? I'm like, uh-huh. He's like, well, he should be. He's the only guy you need to talk to.
That's great. John and I are good friends. Yeah. We go back a long ways. Seen a lot of changes now that the 51 goes through. Cave Creek Road isn't the main artery getting into Phoenix anymore. So the traffic patterns have changed a little bit. But if you want to find something kind of different, you'll find it on Cave Creek Road down there someplace along the road.
Including ABC Glass, and that's at what?
15054 North Cave Creek Road. ABCGlassAZ.com.
ABCGlassAZ.com. Well, Dennis, thanks for coming in. If you've got cruddy-looking windows you're looking out this morning, you want to get cleaned up and fixed up for this beautiful flower season we've got here in Arizona, the blooming season, you can get it done with ABC Glass.